Next week, Traverse City artist Rufus Snoddy goes to the Super Bowl of the modern art world.
I just feel like, wow, yeah, this is one of the best opportunities I've had in my life.
Rufus is going to be part of Miami Art Week. It brings galleries and high-end collectors from all over the world to South Florida. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. When Rufus Snoddy was in art school, he remembers his professor asking him what kind of artist he wanted to be.
Are you a person that just likes to paint beautiful pictures for yourself or for your friends or whatever? Or do you think that what you're doing, do you have something unique to say?
He tried realism, but he says he quickly got bored with it. Since then, he started making his paintings more like three-dimensional objects rather than a painting on a flat, square canvas. Rufus calls them construction paintings.
What I do is I build surfaces, and this is why I call my work construction paintings. I build surfaces and shapes to paint on because I find the square and the rectangle and the whole idea of a window, I find that kind of repetitious and boring.
Inside his Traverse City studio, Rufus shows off a series of wings and shields he's made. They're big. Some are over 5 feet tall. These are canvases stretched across wooden frames, but Rufus's frames are made mostly from sticks and branches.
If one knows anything about stretching a canvas, it's done with the same basic process, but instead of these really straight lengths of wood or whatever, I'm using branches to construct forms.
He then paints the canvas, but he also adds texture and depth to it by using liquid gel from a squeeze bottle.
There's a bottle, this bottle here, it's just a little squeeze bottle. And I'll just, you want me to show you?
Sure. Yeah.
What I do is I just draw shapes with this stuff.
Rufus works on an unfinished shield. He draws these little stick figures with the gel. He says he got the idea from studying indigenous art.
And they do these little characters, these little weird animal-like characters on everything. But the way they do them is like they all kind of fit together, you know, kind of like you said, like a puzzle piece. And so I really love that. And so that's one of the little things that I took from there.
Rufus Snoddy is 70 years old, and he's shown at art galleries all over the country. But next week will be the biggest one of his career. He's showing about 25 of his pieces in Art Miami. It's a huge contemporary art fair. The festival takes place during Miami Art Week. And Andres Viglucci says everybody who's anybody in the contemporary art world is there.
It's sort of the Super Bowl of the art world, if you will.
Andres Viglucci is a reporter at the Miami Herald. He says big names like Leonardo DiCaprio come to snatch up art left and right.
A lot of very wealthy people, collectors from all over the world, come here. They come in their private jets. You can see the lines of private jets lined up at Opa-locka Airport, which is sort of a private airport here. And thousands of people come here for this event every year.
Miami Art Week is made up of a bunch of different art fairs. Grella Orowella is the director of Aqua Art, the art fair where Rufus's work will be showcased. When she saw Rufus's work, the materials, the three-dimensionality, she knew it was unique.
It was something that I thought would work really well at Aqua because I don't think people have seen it before.
Rufus Snoddy has been making art for almost 40 years.
And so I have a lot of sponges and stuff like that that I work with. Some wet and some dry. I use these to rub off.
He says he learned a long time ago that artists are like mirrors of our world.
We're not necessarily trying to tell society which way to go or, you know, to influence it that much, although a lot of artists do influence. But we're more mirroring what's going on in society.
Rufus says the wings he makes are a nod to the mythological story of Icarus. Infatuated with his ability to fly, Icarus ends up flying too close to the sun. The sun melts his wings, and Icarus falls to his demise. Rufus sees that as an analogy of man today.
I think that we are flying very, very close to the sun. We have the ability to destroy ourselves many times over. And so it is very important. It's in what the story is about, for me, is moderation. And I think it's always important to live with that moderation in mind. You know, yeah, we have all these wonderful things that, you know, it's technology and all this stuff, but we should be always be mindful of how we use it. Whatever is thrilling us today could be killing us tomorrow.
Rufus Snoddy moved from Los Angeles to Traverse City 15 years ago. He says when he got here, there wasn't much of a contemporary art scene. But that's starting to change. Rufus shows at Higher Art Gallery, which opened up in downtown Traverse City last year. Since artists need a gallery behind them to be featured in Art Miami, Higher Art agreed to be that gallery for Rufus. Higher Art is the first gallery from Traverse City to be featured in the Aqua Art Show.
Of all the years that I lived in Los Angeles and you know, showed in New York and all that stuff, had galleries in all these different places, that this little small gallery up here in Traverse City would be the gallery that I would go to that big art fair with, you know. That's ironic.
Rufus Snoddy says he doesn't know of anybody else who does the kind of art he does. Next Tuesday, he'll be able to show that off to a whole new audience down in Miami. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for tuning in.